Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Coming up week 4 Pro Football Sunday, Los Angeles hosts red-hot 3-0 Indianapolis. LA, a 3.5-point home favorite, the total at 48.5. I know people are going to dismiss what Indianapolis has done to start the year. Indy's starting quarterback hasn't been good in the past, and maybe Indy can't keep this up from a wins and losses perspective, but I do think Indy is good enough to cover this spread and keep it within 3 points. Indy's offense has been great, and I have questions about LA's quarterback despite the 2-1 start, so give me Indy plus 3.5 for next Sunday. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kansas only. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Let's go. Let's go. I need my kids here. We got a lot of kids tonight here. Yeah, I love it. We're at the Hy-Vee in Shawnee, at Shawnee Mission Parkway and Flum, and we've got it rolling tonight. As this score just in, breaking news, Chiefs 22, the G-Men 9. Yeah. And in case you don't know, we have checked the box off the list because it was the first time the Kansas City Chiefs have ever beaten the Giants on the road. It was the only team that the Chiefs had never beaten on the road. So check that box and put it away. We've beaten every team now on the road. I know that was causing everybody a lot of concern. I found it actually a week and a half ago. I had to look at it like 6 times, like the G-Men? Come on. But yep, that was the case. But we had some big plays in that game to not only get the first win of the season, but they have a receiver named Malik Nabers, who's awesome. Second year out of LSU, and he's the real cat. So going into the game last night, he was third in NFL history in the number of catches that he had in his first 17 games. The two guys ahead of him were Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, and all those guys are LSU guys. I don't know how they ever lose a game. But anyway, the point is he was third all time. Seven targets. He also went into that game last night, the most targets of any wide receiver in the NFL in the first 2 weeks of the season. Malik Nabers had seven targets, two catches, 13 yards. That was awesome. That was huge. You got it. You guys got this. We got a lot of new kids here tonight and a bunch of little kids. You got it down. Huge. It's one syllable. All right, good. That's your homework for tomorrow. Okay, that was pretty cool. Then we're going to get into this in a little bit in just a second, but the fact that the Giants were 1 of 10 on third down conversions, that is huge. The Giants were 1 of 3 in the red zone. That Cam Scatabo guy's like Drago on Rocky IV. Was that Rocky IV, Drago? That's like that guy's like, oh, man, Giants bad. So he scored, but that was their only touchdown. That was huge. But, and Mark Collins will be my guest in the second half hour of the show, former Giants Super Bowl champion, former Chiefs star, and he would do this all the time. But when you finally get two takeaways, two big takeaways, we were one of six teams in the first 2 weeks not to have a takeaway. The record of those six teams collectively was 2 and 10, all right? Mouthwash that one too, because we got two big takeaways. But when you do that, you're able to put the hammer down, baby. You have got it. And Christian Roland Wallace, CRW, got the first one, but the second one has been the biggest play of the season. 56 seconds to go. Second quarter, 6-6 tie. We're stuck in mud. We're trying to get the truck pulled out of the mud hole, and the Giants are driving. They've got Ivan Drago on their team. But then they tried to throw to Malik Nabers, the aforementioned Malik Nabers, and it was intercepted by Jalen Watson. Gigantic play. Gigantic play. That was huge. If Russell Wilson connects with Nabers on that play, on the aforementioned throw, we are down 13-6. The entire game feels different. Now, all of a sudden, we got less than a minute and the ball, but we're down by a touchdown. And we get the ball to start the second half, but we're down by a touchdown. No, not so fast. Interception, Jalen Watson. And so 6-6 tie. Then we get it back. Oh, and a 52-yard defensive pass interference penalty on a target down the field to our new star, Tyquan Thornton, who's killing it, by the way. But anyway, the interception was fantastic by Jalen Watson. Again, the biggest play of the year. So our sideline reporter, Josh Klingler, caught up with Jalen Watson. We want to hear about this before we get to coach. But asked Jalen Watson not only about that pick, but finally getting some hammer down turnovers.
Yeah, I just trust my eyes. You know, they got a great receiving core. We respect Russ a lot. We know they like to, throw the ball deep. They trust in their receivers, and I was just in a good spot, made a play on it.
They obviously put up big yards in the passing game last week. I'm sure that drew your attention tonight. What was the keys in slowing their passing game down as much as possible?
Just play together, have good technique, make sure we don't have any, busted coverages, communicate pre-snap and post-snap.
The play you made on Nabers, he had only two catches after his week last week. What does that say for this defense? You guys were able to really contain a guy of his magnitude, leading receiver in the NFL last week.
Yeah, it's just a gritty group. We play together. We play fast. And defense, everything works together. The pass rush did a great job tonight, so we didn't have to cover for that long. And we just played together, and it all worked out.
It wasn't the fastest start tonight, but I know hearing some guys coming out of the halftime locker room talking about energy, energy, energy. What was halftime like, and what was the jolt that needed to happen in the second?
Yeah, we just know if we play with great energy and play together, we're a very hard team to beat. Just getting back to the old us, and it felt good. It's a good way to go into next week for Baltimore.
I know it wasn't probably pressure, but did 0-2 wear on you a little bit, even for a week?
No. I've been here a long time now, and we've had these tough losses. And just how you prevail, and each week is an important game. That's how we look at it here. Each week is our Super Bowl. We know we're going to get each team's best. Just because of our recent success. So we just go in each week ready, and that's the biggest game of the year.
Jalen Watson. Now, you remember Jalen Watson his rookie year for his 99-yard pick six against Herbert, right, and the Chargers. and he was going down the field. I could give his LinkedIn page because I was he's really an incredible story. Played high school ball in SoCal, big-time recruit, then got injured. His mom needed him in Augusta, Georgia. He was cooking hamburgers in Augusta, Georgia. He went back to play JUCO ball. Then he went to Washington State. We took him in the seventh round in the amazing 2022 class. All of those dudes are still here, which is phenomenal. But Jalen Watson has come up with the biggest play of the season so far. Jalen Watson was able to put the hammer down, baby. Thanks to Caveman Bob for the hammer. I mean, I'm just a little shaky. I haven't had a lot of sleep. The geeks are here tonight. I need to mention it. Snowstorm, Sandy, Caveman Bob, all around the autograph geek. Weird Wolf, it's rutting season. Cindy Lou Who, we're not yet at Whoville, but we're getting there. The sisters are here tonight. Yes. And here visiting from Sisterville. So it's awesome to have them here tonight. Hey, Paul and her entourage, as mentioned. We got a lot of new faces here tonight. We're here. The Red Coaters are here. We got some Red Coaters, I know, that are here. But anyway, we appreciate all of your support as we get ready for the Ravens. And your job, too, is to scout the Ravens tonight. Anyway, they're playing tonight, and they're going to be on a short week, one less day coming here, but they're on fire. All right. All the Watson interception did, though, was lead to a 10-point swing. They don't get their touchdown. We go up three. Then we get the ball to start the second half. That's the second big sequence of this game because we had an 11-play, 74-yard drive that featured four first-down runs. And those four first-down runs averaged 6 yards. Ooh, that set up passing game off the run game. Ooh, a 5-yard touchdown pass in the red zone as Patrick Mahomes put it on a bullet and on a line to Tyquan Thornton, who's now turning into a dude. However, an important aspect of the offense was the spark provided by rookie Breshard Smith. Now, he didn't put up big numbers, but I like little things, okay? And little things can lead to big things. And the little thing was the jet sweep game came back into our offense last night. The flip pass, the end around. Nico Remigio ran one, but Breshard Smith can peel out 4-3. And if he can become a factor, along with Tyquan Thornton, oh, there's reinforcements coming over the hill with Xavier Worthy and Rashi Rice, and we still have Hollywood Brown going. But it's big that Breshard Smith is starting to get into the groove a little bit to help this offense. Josh Klingler caught up with Breshard Smith and had a moment with the speedy Chiefs rookie.
I feel like it's big. I feel great about it. Even if I didn't contribute, like I feel great. And I feel like we're just going to keep on stacking week by week.
But you did contribute.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, sir.
All right, what have you kind of learned in this offense? Looks like you have a lot of different skills that could come into play with this offense.
It's just like we're really talented all around the board. We got guys everywhere. We got backs, all different backs that can do everything. So I feel like just coming in and I feel like we're just versatile. We have a lot of guys that can just do different things. So.
Yeah, lining up out wide, that part of your game, wherever it takes you. And that end around play has been, that jet sweep's been a big staple of this Chiefs offense for a lot of years. What's that mean to get that look and the confidence to get that ball to you in that situation?
It felt great. I kind of knew I just use my speed, I can get around the edge. So that's just kind of using my gifted talent there.
Excited about him, Breshard Smith. And you get that jet sweep going, it's good stuff. Carla's here tonight. Carla's an all-star. She's I think on the way to the Hy-Vee Hall of Fame at some point. But she has set this night up and had it going. She also wants me to remind you to score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score and based on the amount you spend. This is Snowstorm Sandy and Cindy Lou Who's favorite thing. If the Chiefs score 22, or their point total is 22. All right, tonight, this works. Chiefs scored 22 points. You save 22 cents a gallon on any $22 purchase. It's the best deal on the planet. Let's just put it that way, in the solar system. The more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game, only at Hy-Vee. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. And if you want details, Carla's here, the all-star. All right. Andy Reid rarely sleeps. He is the dude that goes home at like 1:30 and takes a nap and gets up at 4 a.m. and comes. I don't know how he does it. He sleeps. He's a dolphin. He sleeps half brain at a time. Okay? And I, one time I said, are you a dolphin? Like, walking around? Like, he goes, that'd be something if a dolphin was walking. Leave it to coach, right? But what happens when a guy who rarely sleeps didn't sleep? Because a lot of us got Andy Reid's sleep last night, but he got no sleep. So what does that mean? I don't know. We're going to find out with head coach Andy Reid. We'll get his reaction after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tickets for Less is your trusted choice for tickets to every Chiefs game. With the best prices and no service fees at ticketsforless.com. There's nothing that beats the atmosphere at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And Tickets for Less makes being there easy. Plus, upgrade your game day with the all-inclusive VIP tailgate, featuring food, drinks, and the ultimate pregame party in Kansas City. Secure your Chiefs tickets now at ticketsforless.com. And don't forget to save big with promo code ChiefsRadio.
Flu season is here. Get your flu shot today at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and no appointment is necessary. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, earn a 20-cent fuel saver. That's right, a 20-cent fuel saver. Get your flu shot when it's convenient for you. Schedule online or just stop by your Hy-Vee pharmacy. No appointment necessary. Help your family stay healthy. Get your flu shot and get a 20-cent fuel saver only at Hy-Vee. See store for details. Some restrictions apply.
The Chiefs Kingdom Radio Show is brought to you by Window World, official window company of the Kansas City Chiefs. In over 20 years in business, they have improved the look and thermal efficiency over 50,000 customers in Kansas City. Window World is now offering up to 36 months same as cash financing with approved credit. If you have any questions or would like a free in-home estimate, call 816-799-0820 or visit online at windowworld.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
For years, everyone thought Verizon had the best network, because they did. But now the best mobile network in the U.S. is T-Mobile. T-Mobile's network has the most advanced 5G, with more towers, and their signal reaches further than ever. So you can text and Insta-talk and say, you won't believe where I am.
T-Mobile has the best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025. See T-Mobile.com/network.
Dana Hughes here. I've seen a lot of stat lines in my playing days, but these numbers, they caught my attention. Flight by Yuengling, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, and all the crisp, refreshing flavor you want in a light beer. It's brewed by the oldest brewery in America, so you know it's got some serious history behind it. If you're into stats and taste, you're going to love this beer. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer and the official beer of Dane and Hughes. D.G. Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Receivers to the near side. They motion to the left slot. Slayton and Russell Wilson's going deep middle right into the teeth of the defense. Intercepted. Christian Roland Wallace. The first takeaway of the year by Kansas City at midfield. And Roland Wallace is forced out of bounds in front of the Giant bench near midfield. Last year he had a gigantic interception against the San Francisco 49ers. And Christian Roland Wallace, in as a dime DB that time, gets the pickoff playing center field and a 21-yard interception return.
Back at the Hy-Vee in Shawnee tonight as the Chiefs with their first victory of the year and over the New York Giants. And with us now, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. First, thanks for joining us, coach. I know you don't sleep anyway. Is this a non-sleep?
Yeah, this was come back to the office and get busy. So not a lot of time. We got back late. So, well, you know, you were right there with us. Not a lot of time to catch up on anything.
I was at West Point for 2 days before the game against New York. You feel like a West Point cadet sometimes of trying to handle a whole lot on no sleep.
Yeah, those guys do it at a different level, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're very intense.
Well, congrats on the win. Just your reaction overall on that 22-9 win last night.
Yeah, I was proud of the guys. It's, you know, there's some mental part of this game. There's the physical part. When you're 0-2, that's not a good hole to be in the National Football League. So at the beginning of a season, and I thought the guys came out and played a good, solid football game. And really the second half, I'd say both sides were clicking together, and that's, we needed that. The defense has done a real nice job the last couple of weeks, and the offense had been kind of up and down, and probably no worse than that second quarter that we had last night. So the guys came together and kind of put their foot down and fix some things that were going on. So, which was good. And that's coaches and players. So I'm not just players here.
That being said, you set up that second half with a huge play. You always talk about how even this league is, but a gigantic play on the interception by Jalen Watson. Malik Nabers is an elite second-year receiver. The fact that you had 7 targets, you only had 2 catches, but how big was the interception at the end of the half? Instead of being down 7, we go up 3. That play in and of itself.
Yeah, well, that was big. That was a huge play. Jalen's playing good football, and you're right. Nabers he's one of the top receivers in this league. I mean, he's a special guy. So to be able to hold him to that it was great. I thought Spags had a phenomenal game plan too for the guys.
It was impressive. Now, you talked about that third quarter drive. I want to ask you about the first drive of the third quarter, the beauty and rhythm of it. You had, 5 runs, 4 passes, all of them were effective, and you get the touchdown. What about that drive and getting into a groove, and then the rotation of run pass?
Yeah, so I thought Nags came up. He had some good stuff that he wanted to get done that, that third quarter, and had a couple ideas for starting the half off. And so we went with those. Coach Heck had a couple runs in there that were good. So I love seeing Pop go back home and be able to produce the way he did. He had a big night, big second half for sure. And then Kareem tagged on to that too. So it was a and you got to see the young kid also put together a couple runs, which was good. Jet Sweet being one of them.
Excited for him, but I'm also excited for Tyquan Thornton. What about him now? He's starting to make this a habit. How big is that? And the fact that he gets a 34-yarder taken away. You go right back to that play, or close to it, same spot of the field, and he gets 33 yards. How much is Tyquan Thornton growing week by week, and the fact that he's stacking these together, how big is that?
Yeah, that's he's a good player. He's he's had an opportunity here to show and has been a real positive. He's a great guy on top of a good person. He works his tail off now. Redhead, doggone it, he goes every day, and he's got great endurance, and you see him run a lot of these long routes, and he does that out of practice and never comes out. He's pretty amazing that way. And it looks like he's developing a relationship with our quarterback, and that maybe most of all is what you're seeing happen in front of us here. But Nags put that one together, and we were able to shoot him down the field. Big play.
You were 2 of 3 in the red zone. Good sign. But then he makes a red zone catch, too. We all see the big ones. But how big was that 5-yard touchdown on his route and to be a red zone receiver and make a tough catch? Thornton.
Yeah, that was huge. It was a nice job by him catching the ball, going down low. We always say you can ball can be anywhere as long as you're in the end zone. So you got to be ready in some form of an athletic position, you know, when it's coming, so you can get up or down for it and then make the catch. And for Pat to go all the way through his progression to get to him, I thought was very good also. Yeah, that's a little bit of a clinic look right there. So good for young people to look at.
One final thing, and it's Pat amazes me, his recognition twice of going, oh, this is a lateral, but he might save a touchdown getting the ball away from Bobby Okereke. What about Pat's awareness there and just knowing what to do, the right thing at the right time?
Sure, that that quietly was a big play. They get that thing and they're right there to score, and if they don't score on it by picking it up and scoring, so they're in that position, a great field position. So for Pat to be able to knock it out, I thought was a big thing. We've got it. Those are a couple of the hiccups we had that between the back and between Pacheco and Pat, and he got turned around on one. Pacheco got turned around on one of them, and So anyway, we got to clean that part up.
Final question: Ravens playing tonight, so we're sitting here scouting them after the show, right? What about getting ready for a Ravens week? And they're on fire right now.
Yeah, they're a good football team. Very talented, well coached. I think both teams know each other, so it should be a heck of a competition. Glad we have them right here at Arrowhead.
Thanks for being with us tonight on No Sleep. We appreciate it, and good luck this week. Get ready for the Ravens.
All right. Hi to those redheads, Mitch.
They're here. I don't know how much sleep they got, but they're here and fired up. Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Andy Reid. Stay tuned. We'll have more from here at the Hy-Vee in Shawnee. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Eligible to the right, and now Neighbors goes to the outside. Malik Neighbors, there may be a long ball to the right side here. They load the right side. She's trying to bring pressure on Russ Wilson. He hangs on. He's going for Neighbors in the end zone. It's going to be intercepted! Intercepted by Jalen Watson! Intercepted at the back pylon, near the back pylon, 8 yards deep in the end zone for Watson. Just his second career interception. He had the 99-yard pick six against the Chargers his rookie year. This one is gigantic, precluding a giant score.
We're back. We're red and we're real tonight at the Shawnee Hy-Vee. Again, it's Shawnee Mission Parkway, and Flum will wedge you in here with our sellout crowd tonight. And listen, everybody loves tailgating, but nobody does tailgating better than the experts at Hy-Vee. First day of fall, that means rutting season for Weird Wolf, but it also means elevating your tailgate. Meats, veggies, snacks, you can find it all. Best burgers, brats, and wings to Chiefs apparel. In fact, there's some really cool t-shirts that you can get at Hy-Vee. And we appreciate the custom-made t-shirts, the fan club, the Shotgun Jackson fan club t-shirts, which is pretty cool. But there's some really good t-shirts that you can get at Hy-Vee, and that is huge. All right, Hy-Vee is the official grocery partner of the Kansas City Chiefs and also your official tailgate headquarters. Speaking of official, he had an incredible 13-year career. I love it, the fact that he came from Cal State Fullerton, the Fighting Titans. I love it, the fact that he fought his way into the NFL. He became a 2-time Super Bowl champion. He had 3 excellent years with us and some big plays. He is a guy that has remained involved, not only in our community, but in the NFL community at large. And his impact has been felt by current players and past players, and hopefully by future players. Our special guest tonight, the perfect guy to have, a DB on a night where we are highlighting the DBs. Ladies and gentlemen, number 25, Mark Collins.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it being here.
It is always good to have you, and all you Fullerton Titan alums out there can rejoice. Gary Pugh, I've said this before, he helps me. He lives in San Diego, but he helped recruit Mark to Cal State Fullerton. In fact, he got your transcript in, I think, on time. It was a 4.0, I think. I wasn't sure.
No, I'm not going to lie. It wasn't a 4.0.
Wasn't bad, though.
It was a 3.8.
Oh, okay.
So there.
Dadgum social studies, gotcha. It's awesome to have you on tonight, specific, because, one, you won two Super Bowls with the Giants, but three great years with us. But even most importantly, a connoisseur of being a DB. You played DB, but what happened last night in Jalen Watson's pick, Christian Roland Wallace gets an interception. But we're playing elite receivers, not just Malik Nabers, but Wandale Robinson and Slayton and all the others. But to have the night the DBs had last night, what did they do? And what does it mean as we move forward?
Well, it means a lot. Well, they're really gelling at the right time. You know, of course, they doubled and triple team Nabers, which leaves one on one with the other receivers. So they played well. They'll get better. They're finally communicating even better. You know, they're talking to each other. They know where they're supposed to be, right place at the right time. You compare last night's game to the first game in South America, right?
Yeah.
Receivers were running naked and all over the field, and right, just open, wide open. There's no communication. There's nothing there. So they're slowly getting it back. Last week against Philly, tighter coverage. Last night against the Giants, total shutout. What a blanket! They were just like a blanket.
So awesome. I was going to ask you about communication, but since you brought it up, let's go there. Because for fans to understand, talk to us about DB communication and how it works and when it works.
Most of the communication that you see on the defensive side, especially in the defensive backfield, it's hand signals. You can't, without the fans, you can't hear voices. So it's all hand signals. You'll see a fist, they'll show two fingers, three fingers, whatever. It's all hands. It's almost like baseball, a first baseman, a third base coach. It's all hand signals. And we know those signals, and every week, it's called signal callers. The DBs, safeties, and corners and linebackers got to know the signals because you can't talk because of the noise. So you got to read the hand signals. So that's the communication part.
Crazy. And it takes time, right? I mean, this isn't instant oatmeal.
Yeah, you can't. You know the old moniker, all football players are stupid, all that crazy. Man, listen, you better know what you're doing. I mean, to learn the playbook, you think it's just so, it's easy. It's a lot that goes into it. The communication part, learning the terminology, it's a lot of work that goes into to football. So,
but in Spags's, now, there's some defenses that are general math, and there's some that are Calc 2. Mm. And this is Calc 2. What about Spags's defense? And I'm going to ask you about personnel in a second, but I want to ask you about getting Spags's defense down, because it is not easy. And handling the complication of what he asked our guys to do.
Well, you got to be almost perfect to know it. And it's repetition. Once you get it, and some of the things that come off of them, most defenses have four basic coverages. And off of those four basic coverages, there are other things you can add on or take off. So that four can come up to be 10, 15 plays. You may go zone on one side, man on the other side, stuff like that. And it's complicated, but once you get it down, you got it. And the first game, it seemed like they didn't really incorporate it much, didn't get it much. But as the second game and the third game comes along, you see it working. So I watch football differently than you guys watch football. I don't just watch the play. I watch the formations. I could tell where the ball's going based on where it is on the hash. I'd watch down in distance, all that stuff. I watch stances. I watch everything. So when I watch a game, I'm in the stands going, okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going this out of here because of this here, that, whatever. I watch it differently. So Spags, safeties, and DBs got to know formations. They have to know receiver splits. They must be in tune with down and distance as well.
I want to ask you then also what Spags will do, the fact that we'll play three safety nickel. We'll play three corner nickel, meaning three safeties and two corners in a nickel set. Sometimes we'll play the traditional three corners and two safeties. But we mix and match as much as anybody in the NFL. What about the difficulty going back to the defense recognition and communication when we're doing the mix and match?
I don't think it's not that difficult, because one time when you got four or five, sometimes six defensive backs in, especially in the middle of the field, two of those defensive backs are like robbers. They're going to come underneath and cut and just try to intercept dig routes, crossing routes. So you got to know what you're doing, what he's calling. The DBs and the linebackers in that case must be in tune what's going on as well. The defensive backs and the pass rushers, this is my terminology, they have to marry each other. Your coverage has to marry the pass rush. A typical play is going to last you 3.5 seconds. That ball should be out. If it goes 4, 5, 6 seconds, defensive backs, we can't cover that long. Those guys are going to get open. So we have to know what the pass rush is doing, how long is it going to take Jones to get there, Colossus to get there. By watching film and then in practice, I know how long I have to cover and how deep routes are going to be.
And the guys you played with, the Giants, got there in a hurry.
Yeah. You got Lawrence Taylor, Carl Banks, and guys like that. We had Pepper Johnson, Harry Carson.
Whew.
Yeah, we had some horses back then.
1,000. Oh, it's over. Okay. Pick routes. Like, let's talk about communication, because these are screens in basketball. And pick routes, when we run them, we love them. I talked about Juju Smith-Schuster being a door hinge. It's an art form to set a pick and not get called for off OPI. But as a DB, oh my gosh, how do you do pick routes?
Well, you know, one thing I've watched over the last pretty much 10 years, a lot of defensive coordinators are calling man coverage inside the 10-yard line. I think it's stupid, to be honest with you. Why would you do? They're going to do crossing.
Say what's routes on your mind. Don't hold back.
No, they're about, yeah. Well, you know me, Mitch.
Oh, I do.
It's the dumbest thing. You know they're going to want to pick routes and crossing routes. All you got to do is sit in the zone and let the routes come to you.
Yeah.
What I've noticed over the years, and with the Chiefs especially, they don't really pass off man routes. They stay with it. I would just zone it off. If it's a potential pick, when they crisscross, you take that guy now, I'll take that guy. That's how you should do it to avoid the pick routes. But some teams don't do it, and I wish that the Chiefs would do a little bit more of passing off the any kind of crossing routes.
Mark Collins is our guest tonight, former Giant, former Chief, former Packer. He's had a great career with us for the 3 years he spent with us, and had two Super Bowl rings that he brought to us, though. Personnel-wise, how cool is it when you see a Jalen Watson, who was a seventh-round pick, cooking hamburgers in Augusta, Georgia, fought his way through JUCO and Wazoo to make the league and be an effective player in the league, or other guys that we've got, Hicks. Hicks was at Wazoo. These guys were fourth-round pick. These guys weren't all first-round picks. They weren't all Trent McDuffies. They weren't all Pat Surtain the seconds. But to see these guys come together and kind of this, I love it when I say mangy mutts, I mean that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see guys that kind of feel like you, because this wasn't easy for you, you weren't one of the top five picks in the draft, I don't think.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so these guys that have made careers and done it and came from the hard way.
Well, just like in life, people just want an opportunity. You give somebody an opportunity, you'd be amazed when the light bulb comes on, they just do it. So whenever you have a player like Watson, what he's went through and given that chance, that's all you can ask for. And you just wish nothing but the best for him. And so far, he's doing pretty well with that opportunity.
When did you get your chance? When the door fly open for you for real?
In the pros?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say the third game of my first year. I was, if you don't know me, I'm very headstrong. And I'm very, very I'm very positive. Now, when you play left corner, left corner is like playing third base. Because predominantly this country's everybody's right-handed. So left corner, all quarterbacks are right-handed. So 98% of the quarterbacks are right-handed. And they're throwing at you, looking at you first. So if you give up a play, you gotta get over it and come back. You gotta be strong-minded, strong-willed. Well, that's me. I'm that way in life, I'm that way in sport, I'm that way in business. But that's just me. So my first chance came the third game of the season. Even though I competed for that starting job, I won it outright to my third game and never let it go after, 12 years or so. But, you know, just that opportunity I got and taking care of myself, learning playbooks, listening to coaches, do things right, not taking anything for granted, that's what it's all about.
Awesome. And I love our guys because they've done very similar things. And so a little crack in the door, all you want's a shot.
Yeah.
And then making that shot happen. All right, before we go to break, you know how this works. You've been on the show before because you played this way. And here come the Ravens, right? But when you play, pick the one you want.
You got a lot of hammers up here.
That's right. Well, you need a lot of hammers.
It's like a hardware store. What?
That's right. This one's $49.99. That's on sale. That's it. $89.99.
I'm
and this one's
one.
Caveman Bob's.
Okay,
shaking, baby. We're shaking, all right?
All right, here we go.
All right, here we are. Mark Collins played this way. Our DBs played this way last night. We're going to have to play this way against Zay Flowers and all those cats coming on Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens. Mark Collins, Chiefs Kingdom, everybody else, it's time to
put the hammer down,
baby. You have got it. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of the biggest plays in Chiefs history that you've forgotten about that was made by Mark Collins and more with this fascinating, headstrong, former left side cornerback, Mark Collins. We'll be back after this. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs go empty again, 3-by-2. Third down and 3 at the Giant 5. 9-6 Kansas City. Mahomes barks out an audible. He brings Kareem Hunt in motion to him. Now he pump fakes right, throws for the end zone, and the pass is caught! Tyquan Thornton, touchdown! Kansas City, Tyquan Thornton with the TD on a 5-yard throw by Mahomes, and he threads the needle for the first Chiefs touchdown of the game.
A laser by Patrick Mahomes. And the folks here at Shawnee Hy-Vee, Shawnee Mission Parkway and Flum, our host tonight, Carlos Sum here walking around, an absolute all-star. And with us tonight, as we scout the Ravens this evening, our Sunday opponent, and they are smoking hot, putting about 40 points every time they walk out on the field. But with us tonight is the guy who shut down all those offenses in his day in 13 years in the National Football League. Mark Collins, again, is our guest tonight. I don't want to say it was a while ago, but it was my rookie season.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
And I was commuting back and forth because I was doing the Aloha Bowl. And so I had to come back, and we had a showdown game for the playoffs with the Raiders. And it was a showdown. We needed to win this game to get a wild card to get in. And it had been a tough season, up and down. And a young man had a 78-yard pick six that sealed the game. And his name was Mark Collins. It was the biggest play, one of the biggest plays we have forgotten about. Walk us through, that play was so awesome because, I mean, I could see it as plain as day, and that was 32 years ago.
Well, you know, thanks to the invention of YouTube.
Yes.
that play can be seen over and over and over. And guess what? I watch it over and over and over too. No, I kid you not. I do. So, you know, it was a great play. What happened was, you know, they went to a 3-1 set, and we were in man coverage, and they came from two receivers over to three receivers to our left. Well, we checked out of the man to a zone. I dropped off. Neil Smith came through it, hit Jeff Hosteller. The ball floated. I picked and I ran. And that was basically it. And that was the last defensive touchdown, period, I think. Well, a defense touchdown that it was ever scored, because the next year the Raiders moved to Oakland.
They did. It was in the Coliseum, and Mark Collins left. I think there's a statue now in the end zone for you. if you go back and find that, Hosteller was going to try to slow you down. There's no way he's going to tackle you.
Oh, Derek blasted him.
Derek Thomas blasted Jeff Hosteller.
Oh, yeah.
He sent him into next week. That was so good.
That was a hit.
Again, Mark Collins, our guest tonight. And then I actually watched that clip again today, and Marty was like giving you a hard time about your speed.
I know, huh?
What was that? Like,
what was that all about? Like,
I don't
like,
know.
Like, I'm old. Like, I was old. I said, man, come on, dude. What's...
I think you ran 4.2 on that. I wasn't sure.
Well, because Rocket Ishmael's behind me. So usually what happens, if you get caught from behind by a player, the fans, it's cool, but the razzing comes from your teammates. They give you the, I can't say what it was, but they give you crap.
Right.
And they'll never let you live it down.
And you're in front of the tribunal. Probably buying somebody lunches, or dinners. But you've done such an awesome job outside of your playing days. You've represented the league. You've represented the players with the league. What do you think the players are right now with the NFL?
Oh, God. I don't think we have enough time to get into it.
Well, the games, all these international games, 17 games.
You're talking about that part of it? Yeah.
Well, there's just a lot on the guys' plays.
It's a lot. Now they're talking about making the season 18 games. It can be very taxing, not just on the players, but on the fans as well, and on the fans and on the coaches and the families. That's a lot. And but with that response, with all that responsibility from the league, there's a lot of money being made on both sides, and with that kind of money. The billions being made in the league and the millions being made by the players, there are some sacrifices that some of the players and some of the coaches are willing to take. Mm-hmm. But at some point, I'll say this, you my friend, I can say this, it's going to come to a head. Mm-hmm. You can't, is this sustainable? Mm-hmm. That's the question. I don't know if it's going to be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, but at some point, is going to come to a head.
The game has never been more popular, right? It's just around the world. We've seen that with our team, and it's been phenomenal. But I'm with you. It's just, and rolling in last night at 5. We're going to have 5 of these. The Brazil trip was something else. And then we got shipped out in the preseason to Seattle and Arizona. Those weren't easy. That's 7 a.m. coming back.
But when you win, that's what it is.
Right.
I mean, That's the price you pay when you win.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see you on TV. We went with that with the Giants. It was either us, San Francisco, Chicago on TV all the time.
Yeah.
And it's tiring, but that's just how it is. I'd rather have that problem.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, I've had the other problem, my friend. Oh yeah. Don't you? Oh yeah. I'm still in therapy over that. We're gonna close it out here again. Mark Collins being so gracious with tonight. I wanted him here because of the DBs and. They had such an awesome game yesterday. Perfect to have on. Your business, you have done so well in the business community. Just catch us up here before we let you go.
Oh, I'm helping student-athletes get sports scholarships nationwide. I do a lot of trying to put on a couple events. I got one made-for-TV event trying to find some sponsorship for it, but we'll get that going. But I love doing the charity work with our Chiefs ambassadors, doing stuff for the Kansas City Chiefs, and just enjoy life. Enjoy my kids.
But the ambassadors, before we let you go, Jeremy Schutte's here. Just the ambassadors and what they do. I think it's grown exponentially in their impact. And what have you seen in its growth and its power?
Well, we've expanded a lot. I think we have 65 now. Mm-hmm. And I think 20 or 30 local and other guys around the country. But we do the hospital visits, school visits, any kind of charity that we can do, we do our best to try to make an impact on the community and the kids and adults.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you chose to live your life here. I know you're a Giant and you got rings from the Giants and you go back and that's, you should, but you chose to live here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's no stress here like in New York or LA. So And my dollar goes pretty damn far here in the Midwest. So how's that?
It goes far, but you have gone far with us tonight, and you always go far. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Collins tonight, forever number 25. And thank you for that pick six against the Raiders to get us into the playoffs then. We'll come back. We're going to close out the show after this, but give Mark a big cheer as we let him go into the night. Mark Collins. We'll close out the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
When people come over to celebrate the start of the football season, you better make sure you have one thing, and I'm talking about that Daisy French onion dip. You can find it the next time you go to the grocery store.
Hello, Kansas. Looks like we're in for another heat wave this season with a forecasted high of up to $300,000. That's right. The Kansas Lottery is bringing the heat with the Hot Sevens family of tickets rolling across our state. You could instantly win up to 300 grand. Plus, there's even a chance at up to $20,000 in the second chance drawing through Play On. Talk about a scorcher. Don't forget your oven mitts when you head out today. See kslottery.com for details.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Kareem Hunt comes in motion after lining up wide. He'll be to the short side right hip of Mahomes. Twist in the middle by the Giants. Backing up is Mahomes. Now launching long again on the left side. The pass is going to be caught at the one-yard line. An incredible catch by Tyquan Thornton. If you don't do it the first time for 34 and a touchdown, you do it the next time for 33 yards at the one-yard line. Oh, my goodness, what a catch by Tyquan Thornton. His hands outstretched with Drew Phillips all over him.
Welcome back to the Shawnee Hy-Vee, Shawnee Mission Parkway in Flum. Great location. Great group here led by Carla. But how about that? Tyquan Thornton, whoop, no catch. They said no, didn't complete the catch. We come back to the same point of the field, and he makes one of the best catches we have had from a Chiefs receiver in the last several years. Right back there, right at the one, and then Kareem Hunt powered in there. You bet he's catching it in his hand going down. He's going down with it. It's like unreal. It's like swimming the breaststroke and got your finger up. Like, what's the other one doing? Anyway, that was so cool. And it's the start of fall officially, rutting season for Weird Wolf. But it's also the start of Kingdom Bundle. It's one of the coolest things that Hy-Vee does. I love it. The Kingdom Meat Bundle. 4 burgers, 4 pork chops, 4 brats, 4 chicken breasts. Drum roll. $30. $30 for all that. Yeah. Plus get a 10-cent fuel saver with each Kingdom Bundle purchased. And so this game day, make your tailgate a victory with the Kingdom Bundle. We do it. Love it. And enjoy it. How good was Mark Collins? Love him. Love our ambassadors. Mark is so shy. He just won't tell you what's on his mind. So great to have number 25 with us. Okay. We got to keep this rolling. Getting our first win of the year. First time we beat the Giants on the road and all that. We can put all that aside because here come the Baltimore Ravens. And I really think they're playing the best football they've played maybe to start a year under Lamar Jackson. Get this one. They scored 40 points in their first two games. They lost one of them in that crazy game to the Bills, 41-40. But they had 40 points in their first two games. They're only the 13th team in the history of the National Football League. Keep in mind, this league started in 1921, and they're the only 13th team to have 40 points in their first two games. If they get 40 tonight against the Lions in the game you're supposed to scout and give your report to Coach Reed, because he is waiting for Cindy Lou Who's report. He is waiting for that. And you can all turn him into Caveman Bob in his cave. Snowstorm Sandy will grade him before we send him to coach. But if they get 40 tonight, they will be the first team in National Football League history to get 40 points in their first three games. And that's who's rolling in here on Sunday at 3:25 at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. But we also know what our defense is like. Because, folks, since the beginning of 2023, we are number one in the National Football League in scoring defense at 18 points a game. And I don't know about you, but I got a little excited about the offense, finding some rhythm and some feel in that 11-play, 74-yard drive. Breshard Smith is big on this, part of it, yep. And we'll get some reinforcements coming over the hill. But Tyquan Thornton, he's now consistently doing it. Hollywood Brown's making big catches. We just piece in a little bit more, and we'll flat get after the Ravens. And maybe it'll come down to a toenail once again, because we beat these dudes. We blew them out. We beat them by a toenail. Next week, we will have a current player on the team. We will be at Ridgeview, 119th and Ridgeview in Olathe. That will be our show next week. We'll celebrate getting back even at 2-2 and a win over the Baltimore Ravens. Thank you for being a great audience tonight on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.